This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To all be together again on this Friday, the 12th of July. Hello, Doug Steffen here with the appreciation overflowing from my heart and my liver and my pancreas for those of you who are here to enjoy our conversation. Your input as you will. Jennifer Horn is here with lots of input, as is Victoria Keelan. And the carousel has some strange things that have happened this week, and we'll sort of review this. The week in review, the day in review, the hour in review, and I don't know that this is strange. This is Mother Nature working away. I want to get to something that I think is kind of strange, and I'll tell you why I think it's strange. After we get the update as to the weather and its impact in New Orleans, Jen, what do you have?
Well, Tropical Storm Barry is bringing a lot of problems to New Orleans, maybe one that they've never even had before. The Mississippi River is usually 6 to 8 feet this time of year. It's now at 16 feet, which is a huge record, and that is why flooding is taking place in New Orleans and expected to get worse.
What does it mean, 6 to 8 feet? I don't know. You're talking over the banks?
Usually, it is 6 to 8 feet at midsummer.
6 to 8 feet deep?
Deep, right, I guess, or that's probably the, what do they call it, when the, you know, the water...
Well, there's
the water line.
Like the water, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And so 16 feet is where it's at right now. Now, Barry is spinning away in the Gulf of Mexico, and that's threatening a storm surge of 2 to 3 feet at the mouth of the river. So now you're looking at almost 20 inches of water. This adds up to a forecast that has the river cresting on Saturday at 19 feet, which is a level that has not been seen since February of 1950, and about 2.3 feet shy of the record, which was set back in April of 1922. It's the first time that a tropical storm with water levels like this had the river predicted to go so high. It's rattling the nerves of a lot of people living in New Orleans who are concerned.
More than Katrina, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly
more
right.
Than Katrina. But not the winds like the Katrina.
Yeah, but that was the thing about Katrina is that it wasn't really the hurricane or the winds that hurt New Orleans. It was all of the water that came after the levees broke. And so now this is seeming to be a prediction that have a lot of people that live in New Orleans pretty nervous, because there's another 10 inches of rain that they could expect from Barry before it moves out of the area. And that would be following the 9 inches that have already fallen this week. So there's already a lot of water in the city of New Orleans. These rivers, the river is going very high, and this adds up for a really dangerous situation. There's mandatory evacuations already underway in two of the parishes. People are self-evacuating because the real storm hasn't even hit yet. So the damage that's already been going on is nothing compared to what could happen on Saturday. So a little bit of a frayed nerves, a lot of tension in the city of New Orleans this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Mother Nature. It's the people that'll give a lot of boost to those who say, look, climate change, look. There are things that
are
changing.
Well, that's part of it. But that is part of it.
Yeah, there's no question that things are changing. And it'll be interesting to see where it all goes or how the folks who are there, they're pretty seasoned. If you've lived there for a long time, you're pretty used to all of this sort of thing. But this is a huge dose of reality. And once again, the mouth of the river contains so much material from upriver that they try to keep their four barges in that mouth of the river, the delta of the river, all the time, cleaning out the dirt, the loam that comes down the river, getting it out of the river so the shipping lane stays open and so they can reuse that material, which is so valuable. So it'll be very interesting to see. Hold on to good thoughts for the people that are there. Hope those levees will hold.
Yeah. Well, yesterday you had mentioned about dogs and pets and things, and so last night my phone started blowing up with all the different pet rescue and groups that I'm associated with, and there are people who flew last night down there. Wings of Rescue is a volunteer organization that flies animals out of shelters who are in areas like New Orleans where storms are about to hit because they need to make room in the shelters for the pets that they know will come in. And they are flying 150 dogs out of the shelter today to make room for anticipation. And they're in kill shelters in Mississippi and Louisiana. And so they're expecting a really big storm hitting both of those areas. And then, you know, besides people who are, a lot of animals get lost, and a lot of people, for whatever reason, can't take their pets with them when they evacuate, and so they put them in the shelter with the intention of going back to get them after the storm passes. So it's no joke. It seems like people are really taking this very, very seriously. And there's, I think, a tornado watch in there, too.
So well, there's going to be with,
hurricane and tornadoes, yeah.
Big clash. That's what creates all the weather. The amount of rain, the amount of moisture in the air comes often. This is a massive collision of all kinds of things. The movie The Perfect Storm. That's kind of what this is, in a manner of speaking. I don't know how perfect, in a sense, isn't really the right word for it, but it does make it easy for us to kind of put all of that stuff together. Meanwhile, there's a report from Las Vegas, another big story from your perspective, Jennifer. You've been on this one since the beginning. Las Vegas police say that they have learned a lot from that mass shooting. They have learned to secure high-rise buildings, to oversee open-air crowds, and to train more officers with rifles to stop a shooter in an elevated position. But I still don't see any real detail here. Am I missing something?
They're not giving a motive in the shooters, in the Las Vegas shooting. That's what is so interesting to me.
Well, I think
that
they said that they don't have a motive, right? They just can't come up with whatever motivated that guy to do it.
Yeah, but I don't know if I believe it. I feel like there's still a lot that isn't being told. There's so much that comes out immediately after someone does something awful. In 10 minutes, people have information about someone who drives a car down, you know, into a crowd in New York City or wherever. But it seems that
guy who murdered that Utah student. We now seem to know a lot about him.
But it seems that we don't know anything about the guy that conducted this shooting, and he was awfully, awfully quiet, lived off the grid. There's the fact that years later we still don't even have a glimpse as to what the motive could have been. Was he depressed? Was he a crazy person? Was he upset about gambling losses? Was he working for the government? Was he a terrorist? We haven't gotten any of that.
Well, the vision for the police department is changing, it seems, somewhat. I had forgotten that the Oakland Raiders are moving to Las Vegas starting next year. The stadium that's being built right off the Strip, where is that? Which end of the Strip? Is that on the upper end of the Strip or the lower end of the Strip?
I think it's towards downtown. I'm not sure exactly where the football stadium is. The T-Mobile Stadium, which is where the hockey team plays now and all the concerts, that's right on the Strip, right by the Monte Carlo, kind of the middle of the Strip. So I don't know exactly where the stadium's going, but they start next year.
5,000 police in Las Vegas? That seems like a huge number.
It's a big city.
Police. Is it that big?
Yeah.
I always think of Las Vegas as actually being, it's compact. You get the airports right in town, and all of the major roads that bring you in. There's a good circle of interstates around the city. I've always found Vegas to be pretty easy to get around and not
the
really
suburbs, though, the outside of, off of the Strip and off of downtown, it's really big there. I used to, my first boyfriend lived, like real boyfriend, lived in Las Vegas, and I used to go there for like
a faker that you had around you for so long.
Right. But exactly. But, you know, I was going there for like over a year, and it's huge. It could take you 40 minutes to get from where he lived to the Strip. That's just to put in perspective.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what also puts into perspective Las Vegas? Thinking of a Bugsy Siegel driving through the desert in the 1930s, wasn't it? The late 20s, the early 30s? And what's developed there in 100 years or less? There was absolutely
and say, aha, this is where we're going to put our Mecca.
Right. He just stuck a kind of a steel post in the ground in the middle of the desert, seeing how it was somewhat supported or secured by the mountain range around it. But think about it. There was absolutely, I suppose you can say that about a lot of cities. You can say that about pretty much everywhere. But it's just startling to think what that has become, sort of an oasis in a manner of speaking, an entertainment oasis anyway, in the middle of nowhere. It's pretty easy to get to, too, from most of the cities that are west of the Mississippi. Anyway, just an observation in a manner of speaking. And an observation about a bit of hoopla being created by a fellow who's running for governor in Mississippi. He was asked by a reporter, a woman, to spend a day with him. And they appeared on CNN, apparently, yesterday, because he refused to take her with him because he didn't want to be alone in his truck with her. And he insisted that this reporter...
This is a weird story.
This is what I'm trying to figure out. What is the nuance?
They know each other, and she's actually endorsed him publicly. She has done ride-alongs with him in the past as a reporter. And then now that he's running for governor, they're calling it like, what was it?
Was there any suspicion?
The Billy Graham law or something they're calling it?
It's a rule that has, Mike Pence got a lot of flack for saying he doesn't do meetings alone with women. He's saying that out of respect for his wife, and I don't know why his behavior has changed or what was the catalyst for it, but out of respect for his wife, he wouldn't do one-on-one time alone with another woman, basically. He always wants someone there to be with them. It would never be a two-person situation.
Is there a trust thing there, or is it just
I think it's
good
a CYA. I think
sense?
It's covering your ass is what I think it is.
Well, is
and
that
I think
bad
that's what
in
a lot of
day and age?
No, it's not bad. It's not bad. It just, I think the way this particular case was handled, it felt clunky from everything that I've read. So I think in Mike Pence's case, I think maybe he handled it better. I know, like Jen said,
why do you say clunky? What do you mean,
because this guy already, because he already had done one-on-ones with this reporter. They had a long history together. There was never any question of impropriety or anything like that. She never accused him of anything. It just, it kind of came out of the blue, and he kind of made it sound like she was the problem. And I think that's how it was mishandled. Instead of just saying, you know, I've had a relationship with her as a reporter. She's endorsed me in the past. We're going to continue our relationship. We're just going to do it in a different way. I think that it was totally miscommunicated.
I saw an interview with them last night, and he actually didn't even mention the reporter. He was just saying, you know what, he kept just repeating it. Out of respect to my wife, this is what I have to do. This is what
I
want to do.
That makes me feel like he did cheat, and then that's his new rule with his wife.
Even aside from all that, with the severity of people, with the amount of people who are, like, losing everything because of allegations, I don't know. I can't blame the guy for wanting to bring people around. I can't blame any guy for that.
Strange world do we live in, Master Jack. MyPillow is not strange. MyPillow is becoming now the standard, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. I just underscore what you've heard me say many times about MyPillow, because there's always that need comes up. I didn't get a good night's rest last night, and like the sheets are all messed up. They're not fitted well. MyPillow covers you at every angle when it comes to getting a good night's rest. MyPillow at MyPillow.com. The Giza sheets that we've talked about, these pillows, it's everything about the company and the fact that everything's made here in America, you can wash them and dry them. I think those are the two most succinct points. And that they're so easy to deal with, 60-day guarantee, you don't like this stuff, send it back, get your money back. And the prices are always fabulous. Use that DJB code when you need a new pillow, start there, and then look around and see what else they have for a great night's rest. MyPillow.com. Get yours today at great discounts using the promo code DJV. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Producer, got a great presence on stage, so he's offering up his 11th annual Peace and Love birthday celebration, sharing highlights, behind-the-scenes footage from his Peace and Love birthday celebration event at the Capitol Records Tower in L.A. took place last weekend. He explained during an interview in the clip that you can see, the Peace and Love celebration started in 2008. It came about after a journalist asked him what he wanted for his birthday. He always ends his concerts with the same thing, peace and love. He says, I'd like everybody on the planet to say peace and love. In this case, say it on my birthday. The event then has become an annual July 7th tradition, and now fans in over 26 countries have organized their own celebrations around him and his birthday. The event in L.A. this past weekend found Ringo celebrating with the director David Lynch, Peter Jackson, Nils Lofgren, Sheila E., Ed Begley Jr. Interesting crowd, isn't it, huh? Talk about eclectic.
It is eclectic.
Right. He loves Sheila E. He's a great drummer as well. He has great respect for her. She sometimes performs on stage with him. The clip of the Peace and Love celebration also included snippets from performances by the students of the John Lennon Educational Tour Bus, who sang an original song about peace and love that'll premiere online at a later date. So that's probably why we don't have it, Kara, right? Because not really available yet.
That's correct.
That is correct. See how smart I am? I got that figured out. Toward the end of the clip, Starr speaks about his hopes for peace and love and the movement, saying, quote, I'm just going peace and love, and you can just see it getting bigger and bigger. Maybe it gets so big that it'll be peace and love world. That's my dream. So there's the story from
79.
Ringo.
He looks pretty good for 79.
Yeah.
And I think he's on tour this summer.
Yeah, he stayed with the same woman, Barbara Bach, all his married life. Hasn't had any, at least didn't seem to be any strange. She was one of the first Bond girls.
Oh, that's why I know that name. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yep. All right, so here's another big name in music, pop music, The Boss. Driving back from the gym yesterday morning when he called up SiriusXM's E Street Radio to chat with Dave Marsh and Jim Rotolo, who are the hosts at that time. During the 10-minute conversation, he revealed that he shot a film where he plays his new record, Western Stars, from start to finish. He said, quote, "We knew we weren't going to tour, so I was looking for a way to get some of the music live to an audience, and so we figured that was the best way to do it. We're looking forward to getting it to the fans when we can." So why isn't he going to tour with it? Why isn't
he? Because he's going out on tour. I would love to see. This is an album that I am a big fan of. I'm not an E Street fan necessarily, but yeah. I like this. He's going on tour with the E Street Band. They're releasing a new album later this year, so that's why he's got the big tour instead of he doesn't have time to do a smaller solo tour, which is too bad because I think a lot of people would love it.
Yeah, he's done a lot. He actually. Before this call into the show yesterday, he hadn't done any interviews since the Western Stars came out June 14th. This is the first confirmation there will be no tour of any kind to support it. Later in the interview, Springfield said that he was thrilled by the fan response to Western Stars. He said, "I thought the record was a little off to the left, and I really didn't know quite what kind of response it was going to get. But just walking around and talking to fans on the street, seeing how the record was received, very exciting." So that's the update on Western Stars from The Boss on the DJV Show 28 After the Hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are, and those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do, and then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
ICE agents are expected to start rounding up about 2,000 undocumented immigrants in at least 10 major cities starting on Sunday. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says this is targeting undocumented immigrants who have already been slated for deportation. But House Majority Leader Democrat Nancy Pelosi is warning the Trump administration against going ahead with the plans.
Every person in America has rights. These families are hardworking members of our communities and our country. This brutal action will terrorize children.
Vice President Mike Pence will be visiting a Border Patrol facility in McAllen, Texas today. Tropical Storm Barry's gathering strength as it heads towards New Orleans. The National Hurricane Center says the storm's sustained winds have increased to 50 miles an hour. It's expected to reach hurricane strength late today or early tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Entertaining, if I do say so myself, DJV program. It doesn't mean when you're entertaining that you are always getting people to laugh. It's nice to have laughs and stuff, but entertainment sort of keeps you focused. And the conversation keeps moving here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and me to make you aware of what's going on in the world, certainly over the past 24 hours or the past week or the past month. Some of the things are just all tied together. And certainly when it comes to the sports world, it's very interesting to see the continuing focus on the ladies who did so well in the World Soccer Cup Championship. So what's the latest there?
Well, a little bit of bad news. As the we know, the Women's World Cup soccer champs, they landed in Newark after they got back from Europe. They had a ticker tape parade in Lower Manhattan on Wednesday. They were all given the key to the city by Mayor de Blasio. Then they hopped on a plane, flew out to L.A. to attend the ESPY Awards. And they were also named Best Team Title. That's the award that they all got together on the stage. And Alex Morgan got Best Female Athlete. Now, while that was all happening, happening, unfortunately, for midfielder Allie Long. Her hotel room was broken into while they were all at the ESPYs, and the Los Angeles Police Department is reviewing video from the hotel, but Allie tweeted out that someone stole my wedding ring, cash, and the key to my favorite city after just receiving it. And then she wrote, "Do you make copies at NYC Mayor? I would love a new one." And so she's handling this pretty well, considering that those are very personal items. I mean, to have your wedding ring stolen, that would, I'd be pretty devastated by that too. And so
how do you do it? How do you break into somebody's?
Well, it sounds like an inside job, right?
Somebody who's in the hotel who has access to a card that opens everybody's door.
Yeah.
Aren't there cameras in most of the halls in most of these hotels?
Well, and that's what the LAPD is looking into. Luckily, she had her championship medal, and I think that may have been what was targeted, was the actual medal that they all got when they won the World Cup. So luckily, they all had them with them at the
So what
the
do you
SBs.
Do with that? Who buys something like that? Because you got to hide it. You can't let it.
Yeah.
You can't have it out in your living room. Oh, look at this. I stole this from this world. You can't do that. So
That's true. I don't know. If it sells on the black market to some shady collector, maybe, or I don't know what they're made of. I don't know if they're like the Olympics. Do you melt it down for the gold?
Who gets joy out of something like that?
I don't know. Someone who's pretty desperate, because they're going to get caught.
Yeah, sooner or later. Also, in the world of sports, Albert Hainsworth, remember we talked about him earlier on, the fact that he needed a kidney. I think it was Monday of this week. We talking about, was it Monday of this week? It was
I don't remember that. Remind me, who is he?
He's a former Pro Bowl defensive tackle, has been in Vanderbilt University Medical Center. He put a public plea out for a kidney. He had kidney failure, and apparently, if you look at some of the pictures of him on dialysis, he's about ready to take a ship to the next reality. Anyway, so he asked Wednesday for a kidney, and he got one. I guess there was an outpouring of attention given to this guy and given to his plea. They're still going through all of the prospective donors to see what kind of physical stipulations they have. The match for an organ transplant, obviously, but the support was good news for him and his family. They were very optimistic. This guy's had lots and lots of problems while he was playing. He had concussions. I mean, back to the same stuff. What happens to your body, to your brain, when you play professional football? He retired in 2011. He's had aneurysms in his brain several times. You look at these things and you wonder why anybody, is it just for the money? Is that the only reason to play? Do you love the game so much? I don't know why you'd put yourself in harm's way like this.
I know.
I think that's the story behind the story. Nice that so many people seem to have love for the guy, but, why are you doing it in the first place?
I think people just love the game, and you grow up doing it, and once you've spent your entire life doing that and you've gotten really, really good at it, I mean, you don't play in the NFL or in college football unless you're, one of the most elite players. And so I think after that, it's kind of hard to turn around and be like, okay, well, now I have to start my entire life over and find something that you're good at. I mean, you've spent your entire life doing radio, and so if you found out that wearing headphones all day was giving you radioactive poison or something, would you be able to just quit after doing it for this many years?
Huh? Why did you say that?
I don't know. It's tough when you've been doing it for so long.
It's true. Especially when it's all you know and it's your life. And it's really
it's
easy
also your livelihood.
Back.
It's not easy to transition. And we see so many former professional athletes really struggle to
what am I supposed to do? Right.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of livelihood and the radio, interesting story. Interesting, actually, Facebook post. We all have probably friends on Facebook that are in the business. You get into these groups of people that share, as you were just saying, some of the same things that we all do. So I thought it was interesting that a morning show host named Whitney Young quit her job this week because her co-host, Corey James, is making twice as much money as she is. She came to this program last year. they've been negotiating, apparently, and I don't understand why you don't have a deal together before you go on the air, but anyway, she wanted to be in the station badly, so she took the job, and they've been negotiating ever since, because she thinks she's worth as much as the host. She's the co-host. So she writes, "I'm disheartened to say I no longer work at 98PXY, that's the radio station. I chose to leave my position as morning show host because my male co-host salary was double my own and I was unable to negotiate a raise that would reduce the pay disparity. The inequality is a conflict with my deepest held beliefs. I'm not the first, certainly won't be the last woman in this situation. This is happening everywhere, every day, at every level." And I thought it was interesting in a couple of different roles, a couple of different ways. She brings up that Hoda Kotb was paid $18 million less to do Matt Lauer's job, which I think is, I don't know, she signed it. So I guess if you agree to it, it's one thing. And if you don't agree to it, then it's another thing. But it does bring around, I guess I saw that and I thought, as we were talking about the Women's World Cup, how that all plays out and whether there'll be a change all around because of what these women are doing. I think that's the hope. It does seem, it still is sticky for me. It has been for a long time. Like teachers, when I was teaching school, I got paid more than the women who were doing the same job I was. This is the public school system. It got negotiated through the time that I was there and it hasn't happened since. But that was the 1960s and early 1970s when that went on in the public school system.
But that all started with a bias that women don't need to be paid as much as men because men, mm-hmm. you know, quote unquote, have to support a family.
Yes, that's how
and
it started,
women
yeah.
had their husband's income as well. So that's where yeah. all that 1950s misogyny started.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until, you know, the divorce rate spiked and then women were working or women were single moms or whatever. And then, you know, the gap just never closed. It just never.
Well,
never
the radio in radio, women who sell don't make as much as men do. That's a big thing. More on local radio. I know that was the case in many circumstances with friends that I had. The women would be out selling the men. Women are better salespeople than men. Especially in radio sales, that's been my experience.
Well, and that seems to be an easy one to fix, right? Because if you sell an ad on a radio show, the ad would go for whatever the standard rate is. So
right,
the commission, regardless of the gender of the salesperson, that
right.
shouldn't even matter.
Is it about people's likelihood to buy from a male representative rather than a female representative? Is that what
But a sale is a sale.
At?
No, I just think women are better, more efficient, and better at getting the clothes. That's
I thought you were referring to the disparity between male and female representatives. Commission's a perfect situation for pay equality. It's just, it is what it is, no matter what you sell.
Right,
that's
except
what you
if the women don't get the same commission structure as men do, then it isn't the same. That's
right.
The point, yeah. Today is Collector Car Appreciation Day, an annual celebration to raise awareness of the role of automotive restoration. There's some really great old cars around these days. You look around some of the auctions they have on the weekend on some of these channels, but it's really kind of fun to see some of these old. We had an event at the farm a couple of weeks ago, and somebody showed up in a 1959 Chrysler station wagon. It was the coolest thing. Whatever it is, it's throwback time for sure. This is this day first started, or the recognition for car collectors and their cars started on this date in 2010 because of Senate Resolution 513, sponsored by Senators John Tester of Montana, Richard Burr of North Carolina. Hundreds of events staged nationwide to celebrate the first CCAD. Thousands attended events ranging from car cruises and shows to small business open houses, drive your car to work displays, that kind of stuff. The effort was organized by the Specialty Equipment Marketing Association and its Automotive Restoration Market Organization. This gets into the weeds, but the hot rod industry is alive and well. And they are just, we're not just talking about hot rods. There are some places in L.A. that I love to go visit, Jennifer. You know the ones I'm talking about. There's one on Lincoln. There's one downtown. There are three or four places that have old car collections. And they really, in Los Angeles, if you can't sell a car like this in L.A., you're not going to sell it anywhere. The prices sometimes are crazy. I remember going in once and looking at an old Mercedes convertible. It was just smooth as could be. It was like $130,000 for a car that was 60 years old. And wow. then that's, you know, there were a lot of
restored car shows, like the Meekum Auto Show. I watch that sometimes. That's amazing.
It really
is. It's really great. There was a huge classic car show last weekend right here at the Jersey Shore. And
really?
The cars are so pristinely reproduced.
It's fun.
And it's just it's preserved. It's really cool.
It's exciting. All right, television news. The question is, will there be a Big Little Lies Season 3? This is the second one, but the first one was supposed to be, what, one season, one and done? And then they...
Yeah, it matches up with the book,
it.
Right.
Yeah. And now, so what happens now?
We've only got two episodes left of Season 2, and...
And they're consulting with the original writer of the book, aren't they?
They are. She said that if they do a third season, she won't be able to be involved because she's writing her next book, which has nothing to do with this series.
Mm.
So, not sure. I don't know how. There's only two episodes left. I don't know how they could ever wrap up the entire storyline in two more episodes. So, I hope it doesn't end on a disappointing note for the fans because it just feels like this has flown by.
How many episodes in each season?
Like six?
Six, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to see Big Little Lies on Sundays, 9 o'clock on HBO. HBO show, all of their, the Netflix people, they have their big episode. The episodic adventures continue, it seems, on Sunday night. They start them at Sunday. I don't know how you make a choice. I want to watch Foot on the Hill. Good day. City on a Hill. And you know, there are other things, but it's all Sunday night at 9 o'clock. All right, having said that, Jennifer, what do we have going between now and Sunday night that looks good?
Well, you've got on Sunday night, Celebrity Big Brother. I know everybody's going to be tuned in for that new episode of The Good Fight as well. CBS is the destination on Sunday night on the networks. That starts at 8 o'clock. Of course, Big Little Lies also going on. Naked and Afraid, also a pick. They're back with the XL version. That's at 8 o'clock on Discovery on Sunday night. That's this weekend. Tonight, if you're home and looking for kind of a low-key evening, you can check out Agents Marvels of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's on ABC tonight. Brand new CBS continues Love Island at 8 o'clock. And otherwise, you've got some news programs. You've got Dateline NBC. You've got 2020. So go out tonight. See a movie. It's a Friday in the summer. What do you want?
Yeah. Is it actually Celebrity Big Brother or regular Big Brother?
No, it's Celebrity.
Anybody that we know?
Do you know who Jade Goody is?
No.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Apparently, she was... doing some sort of racist rant, but I'm not sure who she is exactly. Yeah.
Some people make us smile. Some people smile with us, and we look at ourselves in the mirror. Do you smile? Some smile, and they don't feel good about their smile. Other people smile. They look younger. They seem to have a bright way about them. People with big smiles seem to live longer. You ever thought about that? Some of the older people, you know, they have really great smiles. So let's have that kind of a feeling going forward, shall we? Using the tools of power swabs, a little tubes of fabulous, the material in them is all natural. It whitens your teeth, extracts all the bad color. Call 800-208-1797 to order power swabs now. 50% off, that should be enough to get you to do it. And then see how great your teeth are going to look. This offer is not available online, only by calling 800-208-1797. Get them at half price using the code DJV. Power swabs.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour, a review of the top five technology items, the trends this past week, courtesy of the work done by Victoria Keelan, who's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with an intro to number five as we count toward number one, and it's a focus on the most popular television. You know, after you did this story, I went downstairs and took out the measuring the yardstick and measured my TV is 55 inches. I didn't even know how big it was. And you said that had been
that's what we have. We've got a 55.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry. So how is that changing?
It's now 65 inches. According to TrendForce, which is a data market research firm, they say that 65-inch TVs are now the most popular choice for North American living rooms, and the reason for that is because prices for the 65-inch TVs have fallen by about 25% this year, and the prices of the 55-inch TVs have stayed the same. The result is that now people are deciding, well, another 10 inches, why not? I'll buy the cheaper, larger TV. And the reason for that, there's a few different reasons for the shift in the price. The trade war with China has definitely played a big part. TV manufacturers have been stockpiling products in anticipation of the planned 25% tariffs that essentially have failed to materialize. So there's that. That means they've got huge stockpiles of these 65-inch TVs. They were forced to lower the prices if they wanted to clear out their inventories. So here's the good thing. You can look for this trend to play out even more during the upcoming Amazon Prime Day, and they already have some sales on 65-inch TVs from various brands. So if that's what you're in the market for, this is actually the... Well, technically, Mercury's still in retrograde, so you may not want to buy a TV right now. Uh-huh. But, but if you really need a TV, then, you know, go ahead.
Mercury's in retrograde for another 2 weeks, in fact. So, not a good
Not great for Prime Day. They should have planned it better.
Yeah, they should be thinking about that stuff.
Yeah.
Number four on our countdown is a focus on Etsy prices.
Yeah, the Etsy marketplace, which of course is one of the most popular online marketplaces around the world for handcrafted goods, they announced this week that they will be prioritizing the listings on Etsy based on free shipping offers or not. So the Etsy justified this decision, saying that Etsy buyers are 20% more likely to buy items if they include free shipping. Now, this is not great news for the sellers on Etsy, who are all very much, you know, individual artisans, crafters, mom and pop little shops and things like that, because they say incorporating the cost of free shipping is going to force them to raise their prices, which also is not great for the consumer. But this is the way they're moving forward, and Etsy says they know the new policy is not going to be that popular with everyone, but they feel they need to do it in order to keep up with Amazon.
Yep, there you go. Keep up with the neighbors. Speaking of that, Target trying to do the sort of same thing, yeah, number three?
Yep, Target wants you to keep your... with Amazon, yep. Target wants you to keep your wallet out after shopping Amazon Prime Day because they're holding their own mega sale called Deal Days on July 15th and 16th. On day one, you'll get 40% off furniture and indoor rugs and kitchen appliances like Instant Pot, which is the number one best-selling brand at this point in for kitchenware in the country, and KitchenAid mixers and things like that. And then day two, you'll get 30% off exclusive home brands that Target carries. And if you have a Target Red Card, you'll get an additional 5% off those purchases, and if you spend $35 or more on any of the goods, then you get free shipping. So Target says that more bargains they're going to roll out more bargains, which the sale ends 11:59 on July 16th.
Roll out the bargains. Number two, the rivalry. I was just talking a little bit ago, HBO and Netflix, and now Warner Media in on the act, Victoria.
Yeah, Warner Media owns HBO now, and so they have HBO Go, they have HBO Now, and soon there will be HBO Max. HBO Max is going to be the most important property that Warner Media has. It's going up against Netflix, Hulu, and the upcoming Disney Plus streaming services. They're going to have a lot of original programming. They're going to have exclusive to every episode of Friends, which is actually the number one streamed thing on Netflix. It's leaving Netflix this year and going to HBO. So lots of cool stuff. And again, it's just going to cost the consumer more money with all these subscriptions every month. We're going to be broke.
Number one this week is a focus on AT&T being first.
Yes, AT&T is the first cellular company to block all robocalls for their customers by default, meaning the customer doesn't need to do anything. They don't need to opt into the program. They don't have to pay an extra fee. The other carriers, T-Mobile, Sprint, and Verizon, trying to figure out what they're going to do with this, but AT&T definitely got out ahead. And if you are looking for a new provider, AT&T might be a good one to check out.
All right, there it is. All these things are important technologically, and we do it to sort of tune you up at the end of the week. When I say we, I'm here to support Victoria. She's done the work. Victoria Keelan and the Dougster at 59 past the hour.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.